We are speaking today to Zaan Meyer. Now, Zaan is the Africa Head of Global Commodity Finance at Nedbank's Corporate and Investment Bank. And one of the main reasons why we are having a bit of a chat to Zaan today is to take a look at climate change. Climate change in the agriculture sector, a major issue, and particularly, you know, coming off the back of what is being described as one of the most severe droughts since 1992. A lot of producers are there are a lot of agribusinesses, a lot of people really concerned about what's going to be happening going forward. One of the biggest concerns there obviously is, are we going to be able to get production finance to be able to put a new crop into the ground? Zaan, welcome. Really, really nice to have you on the line today. And perhaps we can just start off by painting a little bit of a picture for our listeners out there on, you know, how does climate change actually have an impact on South Africa's agriculture sector?
Good morning, Sabrina. Thanks for having me. I think, you know, we would just maybe just have a discussion about climate change and the counter argument saying it's a cycle. You know, and then there's a lot of people out there saying, well, this is just a low in another cycle and we'll get on top of it again in the years to come. But I think one has to say to oneself that the intensity and the frequency of these events have become now far too quick and close to another to actually say that this is just yet another cycle. You know, the impact of last year's drought, which, as you rightly said, Sabrina, is the worst in 23 years. If we think about the fact that we are now, for the first time, a net importer of maize in 7 years. You know, we harvested 4.4 million tons less than last year, which is a 30% drop in production. Now, that is significant in anyone's food balance sheet book. And, you know, the impact is not only on farmers. I think that's also important. The food portion of South Africa's inflation basket is 14.2%, and that's the single biggest portion or category in that basket. So it actually ranges across the whole population if our food production is impacted. So in terms of climate change, we've had cases now, and we obviously speak to mutual affairs quite often because they're part of the old mutual group, where there were hail occurrences in the Northern Cape for the first time in 106 years. You know, and this just tells me that climate change is here to stay, and it's something that we need to be able to deal with for years to come, and you need to recognize that it's coming and obviously just mitigating for the risk associated with it.
You mentioned over there the frequency, the intensity that's changing and so on. I know we've got large parts of the country, particularly out northwest and so on. These guys have been hit by drought. I think this is the fourth year running. They've really been hit incredibly hard. And I suppose perhaps you might even be able to paint a better picture of this, you know, with each and every year that you're impacted, say, by drought. Everything, you get that much further back. It's not like a single drought plus a single drought. It's a single drought plus the exponential impact of the losses you've had to take from that and the extra finance you need to be able to put a new crop in. And all of this sort of like really becomes bigger, bigger, bigger and gets to the point where we have farmers who are on the verge of going out of business.
No, you're 100% right. And, you know, to just exacerbate the problem, if you speak to insurers and providers of multi-peril insurance cover against drought and fire and theft and flood and all the other related perils that farmers need to deal with on a daily basis, you know, the capacity in the Northwest has not only been severely cut down, in some cases it's actually been cancelled. So the underwriters are purely just not willing anymore to provide any cover whatsoever in the Northwest province. So if you're a farmer in the Northwest and you have had the capability or the ability to sign up a multi-peril policy, you know, that just shows that the insurers still have faith in your farming practices. They are facing the fact that you have adopted precision farming methodology, that you are making the most out of your soil in terms of managing the composure and the profile of the soil, and that you're not going to use your farm at roulette table, which I think is crucial. You know, I think the message that we would like to put out there is protect your balance sheet at all times. And obviously the downstream effect, as you rightly said, it's not only the farmers, it's the cooperatives, the financiers in that region that now has to stand by the farmers and would love to do so. But at some point in time, carryover debt becomes overburdened debt on your balance sheet and it just becomes unserviceable. So I think at that point in time, you know, obviously some harsh decisions need to be taken.
Now, the difficult question. A lot of farmers out there are worried, are concerned. There's a lot of rumors doing the rounds that you're just not going to get production finance and you're not going to get insurance. In your opinion, how is this new planting season looking?
It is problematic. You know, there's a rollover in terms of the low moisture in the soil. You know, and as I said, we were hoping that this early September rains might have picked up that a little bit. It was minimal. So what I can say is that if there's finance out there, it's going to be to the guys that can show responsibility, that can show forms of maybe offering alternative security, and naturally, you know, show signs of managing carryover debt in a responsible manner. And it's always a difficult thing. You know, at some point in time, one has to realize that we are also, in terms of the National Credit Act, we cannot do irresponsible trending. So one needs to look at the entire profile of the farmer, obviously also just the cultivars that he's planting and his approach towards risk management as a whole. We have heard that in some cases, you know, traditional financiers like the cooperatives are also cutting back or most definitely not giving extensive finance to newcomers into the agri space. You know, so there's opportunity there, but there's also a massive risk, and it calls for diligence on both sides of the table.
And there, I suppose there isn't really an easy answer to this problem. Nothing any individual on this planet can do is going to make it rain when there isn't rain on the cards.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And I think that's the responsibility of the producer on the ground. You know, don't put seeds in the ground when you're not, you know, 100% comfortable that your moisture levels are right, that you're planting the right cultivars, that you're planting the right crop in the right type of soil. You know, farming still inherently has a risk element to it, as you rightly said, which we can't fathom and we can't calculate. But in terms of that, I think it just, as I said, calls for responsibility on both sides of the table. So I think start early with your negotiations, you know, be able to offer additional security and do try and get that insurance, because it does give a lot of comfort, even if it's just hail. You know, as I say, I think no farmer at this point in time and in an agricultural cycle where we are can actually risk his balance sheet.
There we go. That is Zahn Meyer speaking to us today about climate, about production finance, about production insurance. Also saying, you know, don't take unnecessary risks. Zahn, thank you so much for the time today. Really very interesting discussion.
Excellent. Thank you, Sabrina.